USC specialized journalism student Melissa Kaplan set out to finish writing a musical this semester, armed with prior experiences as a performing musician and songwriter. But Kaplan's five-month timeline has been derailed by an unexpected factor, her health.
I like to set high goals for myself. It feels great. I've never read any self-help books about purpose-driven lives, but I imagine I could stir up enough purpose to write my own book, based on the way I feel about my musical. But it seems the rest of me needs to catch up with my drive. At least that's what my body told me in mid-March, when my acting class had a short showcase of performance projects. I went up there to do 8 minutes of the musical I had been practicing for months. Some had seen my first show at USC and told me I had vastly improved since my first time performing it. The weekend acting classes had really been paying off. Cool, I thought, in between sneezes. After the show, I was stuck in bed for about a week and a half with a weird illness I'd rather not name that my doctor says is triggered by stress. Between music and performance classes and working to support myself through said endeavors, it seems I didn't leave any time for regular meals or sleep. At this point, my musical isn't nearly done, and I'm close to graduating. But I'm the one setting these goals, not my professors. If I think of myself as behind, my body starts to wish it were back in bed. So the big lessons I've learned this semester have nothing to do with nuances in my performing, the art of storytelling, or new ways to write music. Here's what I'm taking with me after graduate school. Treat your body well, with good food, enough water, and at least 7 hours of sleep. And don't let your goals make you Moby Dick crazy. I'll be back after this nap. Melissa Kaplan, Annenberg Radio News.